Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy misplays the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Retzer for the out. King moves to second. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Hicks reaches third base with a triple. King scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first, with Stenhouse covering, for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel fields the ball and throws to Stenhouse covering. Safe. Fox scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dean Stone now pitching. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zipfel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Locke pinch hits for Ken Retzer. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball 4. King moves to second. Domzani now pitching. Jim Pearsall pinch hits for Joe Hicks. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Schmidt now catching. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and has Hershberger trapped. There's the throw to O'Connell who throws to Cottier, who tags Hershberger for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Domzani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zani hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin pinch hits for John Kennedy. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Shave pinch hits for Dave Stenhouse. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shave moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shave moves to third. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Hamlin now playing shortstop. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cottier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 3 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. King takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cotier hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.